Well, we were talking it up in the build-up through krockfootball.com.au of this being the match of the round. Barwon Heads and Anglesey, second place Roos, fourth place Seagulls. And, well, in the end, Barwon Heads made an absolute mockery of it. A 100-point win, 164-64. Lucky to be joined on the phone by co-coach of Barwon Heads, Mitch Herbison, who also made his return from injury as well. Herbie, great day all round at Howard Harmer Oval. Nice way to go into another week off.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. It was a good win yesterday. Yeah, it's one of those days where we sort of had everything go right for us. And, yeah, we sort of made the most of our opportunities. So, yeah, everyone was an even contributor on the day, which was good. So, yeah, we're looking to have a good rest this week and hopefully take that momentum into the back five home and away games of the year.
Yep. 2 9-goal quarters, your second quarter and your last quarter. Is that some of the best football you've played this year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we sort of built on the second half of the Drysdale game last week. We sort of started to get our style of footy going, and I thought yesterday our pressure was quite good, and the way we moved the ball was probably the best we've moved it this year. So gave our forwards a chance, and yeah, we were able to make the most of the opportunities.
Yeah. Do you reckon you might have lulled a few into a false sense of security that maybe Barwon Heads have dropped off? You and I had a quick chat last night teeing this up that I sort of said, well, you've got everybody on the back foot thinking you're going no good, and you go and produce this performance.
Yeah, it was probably one out of the blocks with the way we've been going. We probably just haven't been as consistent as we would have liked. But, yeah, I guess we're sort of starting to get our main group back on the park, and getting a bit of continuity with the group is pretty important. So, hopefully the back end of the year we can keep everyone fit and healthy, and we can play our best footy at the right time.
The scary thing is too, just looking at your points you played at, you only played at 37 yesterday, and Nathan Brown takes up six of those. Obviously, Lee Spatira, you added from Altona, has got four of those, and David Stretton has got four. David Stretton's proving to be a handy pickup mid-season.
Yeah, he's been great since he's come on board. He's a very experienced footballer. He's played at a higher level at Williamstown, and he just provides a cool, calm head. He uses the ball really well and makes smart decisions and sets us up. So he's been great since he has come on board.
Yep. You used Nathan Brown early in the season through the midfield, but is permanent forward now. He's home. The fact that he's kicked 16 goals last three games, now got 30 for the season, and actually putting himself in a bit of a race for the BFL goal kicking.
Yeah, he's been dangerous since we sort of moved him more so permanent forward. He was great for us playing through the midfield, but we'd like to give him some different roles just to keep it interesting for him. He's sort of been stuck down back for most of his career, so he's enjoying the chance to play through the midfield and play up forward and look at the game a little bit differently from that sense.
We know you've had your battles with your knees, but just your third game yesterday, you've kicked four goals. How have you pulled up the day after?
Yeah, pulled up pretty well, actually. I was expecting to be a bit worse than what I am. So now I'm moving around all right today, which is good. So hopefully it's one of those things that just gets better and better as with each game. Hoping to use the week off to get it right and be back again for the Motowari Clash.
I'm guessing you're finding a little bit of water up north where it's a little bit warmer and you'll be able to get in there and really give it a good work over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, heading away this weekend, so it'd be good to get away for the bye and get some sunshine up in Queensland, hopefully.
Yep. Your lineup, you've got some still to come back, just looking at those who have missed and who have been sidelined. Brad Harvey, Brock Close, Damien Horbury didn't play yesterday. You've still got some talent to come back into the side. Just give us an idea. I suppose Harvey and Close are the interesting ones that we haven't seen for a while. Are they any closer to playing some football?
Yeah, Brock will definitely be back after the bye. He was probably pushing for yesterday, but didn't want to sort of rush him at this stage of the year. He's just had a bit of a hamstring issue, but he'll definitely be right after the bye. Brad Harvey will probably be a couple of weeks later. Hopefully get a couple of those guys back. Damien Horbury should be available after the bye as well. So Yeah, as I said before, hopefully we can keep a healthy list for the back end of the year and, just get that continuity with the group.
Yeah, absolutely. The season, does it take on a different shape in the way you I suppose, prepare yourself for finals? And you're going to play finals. I think anybody who thinks you're not, kidding themselves, you should be there. But now that it's a 15-game home and away season, do you look at it a little bit differently, or does nothing much change because the timelines are still the same in terms of, the grand final is still going to be on September 5 and, work back from there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's sort of, without interruption, it was, you sort of just pick it up at round 12 and go from there, and got to play out the last seven games of the year and then look forward to the final. So not much really changes, I don't think. We've still just got to keep winning and give ourselves a good chance to finish in the top three, and hopefully we can get that done and then look forward to a good final series.
Any injuries out of yesterday, Herbie?
Archie Hildebrand has hurt his collarbone. I don't think it's a break from all reports. So, hopefully he can recover from that and be back soon, because he's been giving us a lot of spark up forward since coming back from the Falcons. So, hopefully he's okay. But, other than that, we're pretty good.
Yep. You're going to play Motowari for the second time in four games after the break, because of the way the season's panned out. It was going to be a quick turnaround anyway from round 8 to round 14, but the 3 weeks off, it was a cracker the last time, but you probably owe them one in a sense.
Yeah, it was a good game last time. Obviously we were at the wrong end of a close game, but hopefully we can switch that around and take the chocolates this time around. Yeah.
Well, Herbie, good to talk. Enjoy your break. Do the boys get some time away from the club, or will you still train through?
I think we'll have probably Tuesday night off this week and let the guys do their own thing and then come back Thursday night and have a session and, have the weekend off and start fresh, leading up to Motowari.
Yeah, absolutely. And it becomes a bit of a 9-week race to the grand final, and we're really looking forward to it. And Barwon Head's obviously looking to go back-to-back for the first time since the 1970s. Herbie, congratulations on another good win for your footy club. Good to talk, and look forward to catching you in the run to September.
Thanks a lot, Kingy. Appreciate it.